Good evening. Today was probably a bit of a bust, if I'm honest. I woke up with full intentions of going to the Eiffel Tower and the Musée d'Orsay. But I went to book. I've got a pan-European train ticket thing that lets me on all the trains, but you still have to book a seat for most of them. So I went to the train station that I'm very close to and said, I need to book I've got all the times written down for the trains I planned on getting. And I said, I need a ticket for this one, please. Here's my pass. And they went, oh, this one's full. You'll have to get the overnight one. I was like, okay, fair enough, whatever. It's only 4 euros, overnight, whatever. I have to call a hotel in Germany, in Berlin, and say, look, I'm going to miss a night, but don't give the room away. I am going to turn up. I'm just going to be late. Their phone number on their website didn't work, so I had to phone up Expedia, and then I'm not looking forward to my phone bill when I get back. Phone up Expedia, get a different number off them, which worked, and they said, "Ah, yes, you've got two rooms with us, one via Expedia and one via lastminute.com." So lastminute.com, even though they said they hadn't booked it, and even though they've given me my money back, as far as I can tell, I'm going to have to check. I tried checking online, but I can only see the last few days. So I've got this awful feeling where I have to pay for this room twice because it's quite a posh hotel, but I got a super cheap discount rate on the understanding that I didn't cancel. There's no way of cancelling at all, you have to pay for it. So, yeah, I'm not entirely sure what's going on there. So by the time I got to the Musée d'Orsay, it was almost three, I think, maybe two, half two. There was a queue around the building to get in, and I was like, I'm not going to get in any enough time to see anything, and it's going to be chock-a-block full of people, so I'll come back early tomorrow. So I thought I'll wander down to the what's it called, to the Eiffel Tower, and I got a few pictures of that, one of which I might attach to this boo, so you can see what everybody's seen a million times before. But whatever, I took a picture of it. It's my picture. Okay, so then I decided, okay, I've seen that. I can't be bothered going up it. I'll just pick a direction and walk, which is what I usually do in a new city. You just pick a direction and walk. If it starts feeling a bit sketchy, you turn around and pick another direction. So I eventually ended up on the Champs-Élysées. No, is that right? Champs-Élysées? Yeah, I can't believe it. You know what I mean. But it was chock-a-block, it was raining, and it was full of smoochy couples, and that kind of irritated me, because I'm not in a smoochy couple. Oh well. Yeah, wandered down that, wandered back up again, and then for some reason I managed to get halfway back on the sort of tube system they have here, and then my ticket stopped working, and I tried to go through the out exit, which was open, and instead of being closed and opening when somebody walks up to it on the other side, it slams shut if you try and walk it through the other side. So I managed to quite badly bruise my shoulder. It was this gate slammed shut on me, and I was like, "It's not. I don't understand why my ticket stopped working." So I had to walk all the way back to my hotel from basically halfway across Paris, and it was raining. Thank God for my iPod, and let's listen to all my favourite songs, and that kept me going. But yeah, today's been a bit crap. I'm worried I've been charged for the hotel room twice, and I've got a bruise on my shoulder, and I've just walked 2, 3 hours in the rain. Although only about an hour of that was getting back. The other couple of bits was wandering about looking at things. Hopefully Berlin's better.